570 kilometers, and still counting. Barrie's vast network of sidewalks is set to grow again in the coming years. The city's sidewalk infill projects, designed to address gaps in the network, identifies residential areas in close proximity to schools, parks, recreation centers and other places where people walk, but without sidewalks. It also focuses on eliminating sidewalks which end mid-block. Having St. John Vianney Catholic School, on Innisfil Street, and Allendale Heights Public School, on Bayview Drive, helps the Allendale Heights sidewalk infill project fit the bill. When we look at these areas, with these sidewalk infill projects, we're trying to target areas where we anticipate there will be use by vulnerable users, primarily school-aged children, said Brett Gratrix, the city's senior project manager for transportation planning. Making the grade as Innisfil Street from Marshall Street to, and including a short segment of, Glenridge Road, Peacock Lane from Innisfil Street to Carroll Road, and then Carroll from Peacock to Little Avenue. This work is budgeted at just more than $3.5 million during 2024-26, although that amount will be refined and updated. Allendale Heights Sidewalk Infill Project in Barrie. Image supplied. This program specifically focuses on areas where there's nothing happening in terms of capital works, such as road projects. Gratrix said, as part of new developments, new subdivisions, sidewalks are built. This is an opportunity to get into neighborhoods where there might not be those larger projects happening, so that we can kind of equally improve the sidewalk network for pedestrians, he added. Gratrix said this project might start in 2025, but more likely the following year. It's nearer than farther away, he said. I think a lot of folks get used to not having sidewalks. The city says a fully connected sidewalk network provides safety for pedestrians and cyclists, calms traffic by narrowing streets, makes it easier for walkers to access schools, parks, etc., better connects communities and helps battle climate change, specifically by lowering automobile emissions by encouraging walking. New sidewalks are not without their impacts, however. They commonly involve a curb-faced sidewalk that can involve narrowing the street, to mitigate the impact to boulevard trees, utilities and driveways, as compared to a sidewalk located well behind the curb. On-street parking is also likely to be restricted on one side of the street, due to this narrowing. Before the sidewalk project moves ahead, the city wants to hear from area residents by March 1, via survey. It can be accessed by those living in the broader Allendale neighborhood, an area bounded by Bayview Avenue and Fairview Road, who recently received instruction by letter. Pending positive results of the community survey, staff will proceed to detailed design late this spring, Gratrix said. Staff hope to have an estimated start date later this year once detailed design is underway, and the full project scope is established. Updates will be provided to the neighborhood as the project progresses. Barrie's 2024 capital budget, which City Council gave final approval to January 31, addresses this sidewalk infill program. Capital budget documents show a 2024 potential spending of $531,000, with the money coming from development charges, DC reserves and the city's tax capital reserve. Budgeted for next year's sidewalk infill program budget is almost $1.8 million, and just more than $1.2 million in 2026, with the same funding sources. DCs are designed to recover the capital costs associated with residential and non-residential, commercial, industrial, institutional, growth within a municipality from developers, so that existing residents don't have to foot the bill. Barrie has approximately 570 kilometers of sidewalks. There's no rigid schedule for the city's sidewalk infill projects, Gratrix said.